So this is Rising with Sky Bar, as Mariah said. Here till 9. No guest tonight, so I'm going to be playing a lot of music. Guests and live music always take a priority on the show, but I do like to set an hour aside every now and then just to bang out the tunes because I do get a lot of submissions. So let's get after it. This is new stuff by a band called Canyons and Locusts. Once again, WMFO Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
Sometimes it's out of reach. is cool with a smile. If you think we can still be friends, well, you missed by a mile. When you're looking on the damage done, I wanna know if I'm the only one to have my world turned upside down, pay the price of having you.
Adam Sherman with his newest called If You Think, that's on Rock Garden Records. I believe he has a full length coming out at some point this year. Before that, Black Joe Lewis, a song called My Blood Ain't Ryan Right from Electric Slave. That came out in 2013. And another new one started this, Canyons and Locusts, Love Goes Down the Drain, their latest single. We're just getting started here. I'm going to play an older song now before I play a couple of newer ones. This is a band I am a big fan of, called the Japan Droids.
Never gonna end.
That was the latest from Sleater Kinney. The song was called Dress Yourself off of their release called Little Rope. Mad Cherry with a single called Contemplation. Mad Cherry is a brand new outfit fronted by Jimbo Jones. And a Japan Droid started with Younger Us off Celebration Rock. It's 820 WMFO in Medford. We're going to play a song now that a local band called Bricks and Mortar. And I guess you could call them hardcore, but they have some melodic sounds in there as well. And I think that's interesting. I like this band. I like this song. This is from Bricks and Mortar. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Just heard Krista Johnson with her latest single, I Surrender. Before that, Happy Little Clouds with the Empress song. That is also their new single. Aaron and the Lord with The Riddle. And the theme continues. That is their newest single. Aaron and the Lord, Aaron Perino is in that band. Aaron Perino, of course, was in the Sheila Divine. Very successful local band from a while back. They still do shows occasionally, but that was from Aaron and the Lord. The Riddle, again, was the name of that. I think they have an EP coming up. And Bricks and Mortar started it with This One's For Us. It's 834 WMFO in Medford. Played a lot of new stuff. I'm going to play an old punk classic now by The Outlets.
Everybody thinks the boy is ill, and mommy makes him take his daily pills. You act the part, but no one really cares, 'cause then it might not last another year. Hopefully you test him up and send him off to school. Caught on my nose, it's healing in the
That was brand new stuff by Nervous Eaters. The song was called Vampire. And before that, we heard the, what's the name of that band? Runner and the Thermodynamics. It's a tongue twister there. Runner and the Thermodynamics. The song was Drowning in the Past off their release For You. And the Outlets with Eddie. It's 8:45 WMFO in Medford. Got about 15 minutes to go in this. I'm going to play something. I haven't played something off CD in a while. But this is a band called The Strokes. They're an old band. They just put something out a couple years ago, but I'm going back to 2001 when they put their initial release out called Is This It? And I saw them back in 2001 in one of those small clubs. I forget if it was Spit or Axis or one of those places on Lansdowne Street. So it was kind of cool to see them in that small venue. After that, they went on to play arenas. They had quite a bit of success. I think they've downsized a bit now. I don't think they're as popular as they were at that peak. But it was still cool to see them, as I said, at the outset. It's always cool to see bands in small clubs. And then when they go on to play arena, just say, I saw them back when. Well, I saw these guys in 2001. This is something by The Strokes. Let's see if the CD players work.
Leave me alone, I'm in control, I'm in control. Months of Sundays, coffee stains, a season coming miles away. Loneliness, deaths of pets and parents, you know they're lurking.
Right, that was Torres with Sleep to Flowers, Wake to Flowers, actually. That was off of her new release called What an Enormous Room. Before that, Wimp with Nowhere to Go. I want to thank Wimp once again for calling in a few weeks ago. They're from Rockford, Illinois, on Rumbar Records. The Strokes, as I said, it makes you feel old. Saw The Strokes in 2001 with Take It or Leave It off of Is This It. WMFR in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to get out of here with a live one from the Bouncing Souls. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thanks, everybody. This one goes out to you, your 17-year-old punks, your 30-year-old punks, your 60-year-old punks, whoever you are. You're having a tough time in life. Things seem like they're kind of rough. It's going to get better. It's all right. This is what this song's about. It's called Gone.
Ah! built this cloud, we can break it. The world can't change how we feel, cause we know it's a lie. Our hearts are real.